Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May Lord help the saints to hold fast for the faith and strive to enter that straight and narrow gate. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, in the power and authority of the name of Jesus, we call upon you now. We would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, Lord God, to present ourselves righteously, faithfully, O God, humbly before you, and receive of thy goodness. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace. I need your help, Lord, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. All right. So I would exhort you to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. So my words are to exhort you to continue in the faith. That's always. The faith is no good except we get to the end of it. So my speech, the Lord has called me to stand before you, to exhort you to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hardness generally refers to a material's resistance to permanent, localized deformation, such as scratching, abrasion, or indentation. Depending on the context, it defines how well a solid withstands force without changing shape. All right? So, the word of God says, endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Thou therefore endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Remembering the time, Timothy's testimony, when he called me from Louisiana, and I'd speak to him the word of God, and he would think within himself, well, why don't he answer my question? Why don't he do? That's a good testimony, because that's across the board. This is how we can know. That's how I know, because I know what I have to contend with. I know what, assails me. So I know. Now, praise the Lord. So it's very common that when the word of God is spoken, we don't really give it the we don't esteem it as we should, as the very word of God. So our situations don't get addressed, our problems don't get addressed, our needs don't get addressed, because we won't receive it as it is. We're looking for something else. It's common to man. Thank you, Lord. And let us look to the hills from whence cometh our help. I would say, I do say that what's spoken in the preaching is what addresses what needs to be addressed. That's how I see it. I'm not talking to anybody in particular. I'm speaking to the body of Christ. Purposely, I endeavor not to do that. You know, it's possible, but I just want to say what the Lord would have me to say. And on your part, I would have you hear what the Spirit said, which is our business. And it's required of us. We have ears to hear. The commandment is here. We're soldiers. Endure hardness. See? So when hardness comes and we complain or we act like God is doing us wrong, then we forget the word. Thou therefore endure hardness as good soldiers. Now, what soldier don't have to go through hardness? I mean, if he's not going to go through any, he's not going to be a soldier. You don't want to send him to the battle. If all he's done is eat ice cream and go to the PX, you don't want to send him to the battlefield. All soldiers been out on road marches. Praise the Lord. Been through the obstacle course. Done his physical training. Ran the long miles. See? So if it's true naturally, it's true spiritually. Somehow we don't seem to carry over, though. That's why Timothy said, well, I wonder why, you know, I talked to him about how old wretched old David is down here, and Pastor Rice won't answer me right. Well, he didn't really talk about how wretched David was, but, you know, that was a hint of, you know, David here. Where is David? No. David Bish. He was a chiropractor when you met him, huh? Yeah. Well, quit ye like chiropractors. Hallelujah. So I don't know what God's going to say to you. I just, my concern is that I yield and obey and do my part. I don't know what God's going to say specifically to you. But I know that faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can they preach except they be sent? How can you hear it, you know, without a preacher? Now it's our part to hear now. Okay, let me find the scripture. I can find it probably. Y'all hang on. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty, give unto the Lord. Y'all help me. Glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So if we would remember that we're saints of God called to be. But we're soldiers. It says it specifically. I got it here because some of you are going to try to bag me up. We are soldiers. We're in a war. We haven't called a ceasefire, hadn't called a truce. The battle is ongoing. Listen to it. Thou therefore, my son, and of course, all of God's sons are sons of men. But this is Paul writing to Timothy. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Be not wise in your own conceits. Be strong in the grace. Trust not in your own ability. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't trust in the armor of flesh. All of these say, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Apply your hearts. Thank you, Lord. And the things that thou hast heard of me. There's some things you've heard, you need to forget you heard them. Just remember where you heard them from, but the things that you've heard of me. Among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. Paul did not expect Timothy to gainsay. He expected for him to receive his gracious words and pass them on to other faithful men. Jesus Christ required the same. When he called his disciple, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. You're going to receive this that I give you, and you're going to give it to others. The same commit thou to faithful men, who shall also be able to teach others also, and on and on and on and on and on. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We're soldiers of Jesus Christ. He has chosen us. He's the captain of the host. Yeah, he's the top star general. Praise the Lord. He orders the war. He provides the strategy and the weapons. It's his war or his battle. We're his soldiers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So thou therefore endure hardness. Hardness. So I heard, oh God, Brother Wilkerson talking about anguish. All true passion is born out of anguish. Anything good comes with sacrifice and great effort. Our effort mostly is resisting so that God's work can be done. We resist the adversary. We do that by submitting to God. We trust in the works of God's hands by not trusting in the work of our own hands. All of these things are very common. And it's just like blinking the eye. We're not careful. We're finding ourselves doing that. Trusting the work of our hands. Idols. Idolatry. Being wise in our own conceit. Usually that's in the evaluation of ourselves and others. Usually we're wise in our own conceit. What comes from that is we're seeing ourselves above the other. So easy to do. Praise the Lord. But we have grace. We have commandment. And we'll be held accountable. Soldiers. Hallelujah. Lord, give me a word to speak to your people. Cause our ears to hear. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. No man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. All that the Father has given me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And some believe, Paul said, and some believe not. And so it is. Remember the parable of the good seed, the wheat and the tares. He spoke it in a parable, but then he expounded it, which he always did. When he spoke parables, it was usually to the multitude. When he was alone, he expounded the parable to his disciples. He said, the good seed are they that are of the kingdom. He said, the tares are they that are children of the wicked one. We're children of God. But they're tares, you know. Well, the question was asked, should we get them tares out of there at the harvest time? No, just leave them alone. Let them grow together. And the separation will be at the time of the harvest. And he said, therefore, I said unto you that no man can come unto me. I like this. I see how the Bible is so redundant and how I speak it redundantly. If we come to God, that's God working. But when we resist it, then we resist God working. What we're to do is to resist the devil. That's when we submit to God's working or submit to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. That day shall not come except there be a great falling away. And of course, as long as we're here, there's a falling away. And that's incentive for us to move with fear, be sober, be vigilant, endure hardness, because we're candidates to fall away. Now, I know you say, well, Pastor Rice, you're trying to take away our faith. I can't do that. Praise the Lord. I told you, I speak to exhort you to continue in the faith. This is how you continue in the faith. You know that God is able to raise up stones, children unto Abraham. He said to Moses, he said, I can wipe them all out, man, start all over. Y'all know God can do that? Okay. Now, this is the fear we need to move in. At the same time, knowing that whosoever come to him, he will in no wise cast out. They don't cancel out each other. They support each other. This is all the word of God. When we think like men, then we use one to cancel out the other. And the truth doesn't cancel out the truth. The truth bear witness to the truth. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go away? Will you go away? Well, Peter answered, right. Lord, to whom shall we go? Good answer. That's what I say. You know, I mean, when our heart's right, once we start out with Jesus, that should be our answer. Leave you, Jesus? Where would I go? Oh, back to the pig pen? Back to the muck and mire? Huh? Back to the hopelessness? Back to the, huh? Fear of hell? Thank you, Lord. However, that tendency is working. I'm not asking y'all. From the time we start out, there's always the motion to move us away, call us back. When Pilgrim finally got the wherewithal to get up and get out, first he got that burden, they thought he was sick. He said, man, you take a tonic or something and get that. Well, how'd you get the burden? Reading that book? Throw that book away, man. Finally, you know, God moved on him to get up and get out. And he was stuck his fingers in his ears and he was running and saying, life, life, eternal life. Because there's all these familiars calling him back. Where are you going, Christian? Come back, come back. Life, life, eternal life. And of course, there's the opposition all the way to move him off his course, to distract him, to divert him. This is the Pilgrim's Progress. And so it is with us. Huh? Now, we might think that Pilgrim got on a bus or a plane or something, went on a long trip. He was right there. You understand? He never left the house. But in the spirit, you understand, he was gone.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling it right.
Yeah.
It wasn't his physical running.
No.
He was still right there.
Right. Yep.
but he was called away in the spirit. His heart called after God.
Right.
Huh? That's why the Lord said, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. I'll be your God. You'll be my sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, where would we go? If we aren't careful, we'll find somewhere to go. If we hadn't learned that, we don't know very much. We've seen them leave in droves. Remarkably, though, when some were running to leave, there was others running to get here at the very same time. At the very same time. That just goes to show you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The power of God, his intricate workings. Yeah, there was something that the people heard, something that they experienced, and they said, we're going to leave. And when they left, they endeavored to take as many away with them as they could. But at the same time, there were people that had heard something and said, I need to get there. Hallelujah. Sometimes brothers there would say, Pastor Rice knew about me. And of course, he said that in the context that, there was a spirit of, Pastor Rice, y'all come down here and help me straighten out Brother Steer. Not said like that. This is the gist of it. That's why he said it like that.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By God's grace, I had the wherewithal to not know him after the flesh.
Amen.
It's always been beneficial for me.
Beneficial.
And it's beneficial for you too.
Yeah.
But we long to know people after the flesh. So Brother Stair was a prophet, mighty in word and deed, until they found out he was a man. And that's you know what? We're men. The grace of God said, quit ye like men. And be determined. Paul said, I am determined. I'm determined to know nothing among you. How much wisdom is in that? Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. When this is at the top and everything else falls in order. You know, all your brother's faults and all of his shortcomings, as long as you remember Christ is in him, then everything else will fall in order. When you forget that, then you'll start to bite and devour, misuse and abuse. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to try to do it. It's just natural. Thank you, Lord. So it helps me to have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I want it to be that way. It's needful. I suppose geographically or naturally there may be somewhere for me to go.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, but in my heart, there's nowhere for me to go. Nowhere for me to go. I'm waiting on Jesus. Looking for the kingdom. Hallelujah. The Lord brought me here and that's where I intend to stay. Do what he would have me to do. Be what he would have me to be. That is my desire. That's my prayer to him every day. To be holy, the Lord's all on the altar laid. Surrendering all. Giving my all to the God who gave his all for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, it's needful to speak these things because I'm telling you, the motion says, hold back. I'm not asking anybody. We need to learn how to resist that and overcome it. We shouldn't hold back anything from God. We need God's grace for that. Our example, well, God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not then with him freely give us all things? Our light affliction. Of course, we make them big and hard, but Paul said our light affliction. That means the whole course of them. He put them all in one basket. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. That means all that we endure in time. They're but for a moment. And what they really do for us, they train us, they equip us, they prepare us. That's what our light affliction does for us. We don't want to complain about that. Of course, when we went on road marches, soldiers complained. You better believe it. That was part of their pay. Soldiers just complained. Really, they did. They really didn't mean it. That's something they did past time. You know, part of their benefits. I've been there and done that. Don't tell me they don't complain. All the while they getting trained and getting paid for it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. We believe and are sure. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And the gods that people had were not living gods. They made them. See what the works of your hand. Now, we look at it like going out, getting a piece of wood and carving it. No. These idols and work of our own hands. When we trust in our doing, our thinking, work of our own hands. When we don't give glory to God, credit to God, and whatever it is. If it's affliction or hardness, we need to, in everything, give thanks. This is what God would have us to do. But I know we would say, well, I want to pray and see what God's will is. Neil is still vexing me sorely. What's your will, Lord? Well, endure hardness as a good soldier. Pray for one another. Confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. Thank you, Lord. In everything, give thanks. In everything, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Oh, God, words of eternal life. Not highly esteemed by man. That's because he's lacking. You understand? And as God calls us out, anybody in here been called out? Then he begins to change us. Right away. And he continues in that. You know, we're going to know more than we know how great God is. Yes, we are. That's part of the reason we don't respond righteously yet. You know, we got to do God a favor. You all know that we're not doing God a favor. He gave his life for us. Maybe we should turn that around. Well, instead of complaining, maybe we should give thanks. No, in everything, in the hardness, in the trial, in the affliction, what's your light? They're light, and they're but for a moment, and they're essential for God to perfect us. Hallelujah. Because we must be changed. We think that some of this stuff in us is okay, but God knows it's not, and he'll have to take away all that offense. One of Spurgeon's discourses, he talked about darling sins, you know, the things that we just hold dear, and we know they're wrong, we just have trouble giving them up, and the biggest trouble we have is believing we ought to give them up. Once we get that done, then the rest is downhill. Hallelujah. Darling sins. He used that in his writing about the prophet when he got to them false prophets, slew every one of them, let not one of them escape. See? So he likened that to our sins. Let not one of them escape. And our sins, which were many, are all washed away. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? That's the pertinent question to all of us. Concerning Jesus Christ, everybody's going to have to answer about that.
Amen.
Who he is. Of course, he's already declared. But let's put it to ourselves. Many men say things about Jesus. In fact, in this account, some said he was Jeremiah, so one of the prophets. Some said he was John the Baptist. He said, what about you? Hey, who you say that I am? And this is Jesus' question to you as well. Well, when he speaks to you by his word, when he speaks to you by his spirit, am I the one that you're supposed to obey? Well, whom do you say that I am? Am I the wise one to instruct you? Who do you say that I am? Well, we need to be careful. We usually don't answer right. Well, thank you, Lord. Well, Peter answered right. The reason he answered right, he received it from above. Plainly, Jesus brought that out. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is that what we say? That's what God gave us. Don't depart from that. Don't let anything move you from that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thou art the Christ. He's revealed himself to us. Yeah. Now, when we depart, we call him a liar.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Lord. When we get in a tight spot and we say, well, God's left me, we call him a liar. You know, God's never closer to you than when you're in deep trouble.
Hallelujah.
In fact, you find deep trouble, you can say, well, surely the Lord's in this place. That's what old Jacob said with his head on the stone. He said, surely God's in this place and I didn't know it. Y'all know God's in your trial? He's in your affliction? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Charlene told me the other day, I don't tell everything, but she said, now, Pastor Rice, you were talking about how good I looked, and you make them people think I'm lazy and shirking my duties. I said, well, you can't be concerned about what people think. But I was commenting on how well she looked because I wanted to encourage her.
Amen.
But she said, you know, Pastor Rice, when I look good, I don't always feel good.
Amen.
I believe it like that. I believe it. Hallelujah. You can't always judge by the appearance. God doesn't do it. No. He judged the heart. Thank you, Lord. Otherwise, David never would have got to be king. Prophet Samuel said, we're going to choose this firstborn here, Eliab. Man, he's a handsome fellow. He's tall. And God said, no, Samuel. That's not how God looks on men. Hallelujah. And they found the least of them. That was David. He got the call. There was no one else left. Process of elimination. After Samuel went through all of them, he said, you got to have another son. Isn't that something? He wasn't even in the running. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the first should be last. Last should be first. Hallelujah. So, hardness. Thank you, Lord. Resistance. We all know about it. In fact, we all know that we are in the same war. We have same faith. It's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a common enemy. We have a common friend. We all know that. Well, we just act contrary sometimes. See? Thank you, Charlene. Charlene's well enough to say sure do. That means a lot to me. Y'all might not believe me, but, you know, it for us to love God is one thing. You know, but for us to say, I sure do love you, Lord, means more. For us to say, Lord, I sure do appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. See, that means a lot. I mean, literally. If y'all can't go through the scriptures and find out that you ought to use your mouth, then you really don't know much. Y'all see what I have to use this morning? Okay. That's for your edification. I suppose you would edify. You'd have to do the same. You could do it by saying, that's right, brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. No man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. No man can come to me except my Father draw him. See, that takes you out of it. Now, our part is just to give thanks and to give ourselves. Say, here am I, Lord, for all the great things you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How you hear, what you hear, who you hear it from. The parable of the sower. Anybody remember that one? We talk about it all the time. Here's what the Lord said about that parable. He said unto them, know ye not this parable, and how then will you know all parables? To me, that means that this is a foundational one. The parable of the sower. It's about hearing. Okay. Well, you hear that? He said, how are you going to know any parable if you don't know this one? So it's a foundational one. We build on the foundation. Huh? And if anything going to stand on the foundation, then it's, have to be right. Whatever's not built on the foundation, it gets... If it's not right, it gets destroyed. The foundation's not going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help Charlene, Lord. Be careful for nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Kurt would tell me sometime, we need this, we need that, Pastor Rice. And I would say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's all I believe. There's no need for us to whine about somebody not giving us or whatever. Every good and perfect gift come from above. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So terror is not keeping you from being in your place? No. Gifts come from God. And every man has his proper gift of God. Okay? And God has placed each member in the body as it pleased him. I hold to it. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. And if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. How about those that don't hear? Well, that which they seem to have shall be taken away. And why are you blaming it on other folk? It has to do with you. If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. He said unto him, take heed what you hear. And what measure you meet. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. ongoing. Even the heart's deceitful. But continue thou, there it is again, in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. What you hear, how you hear, who you hear it from. That's why I tell you, when folk don't talk like I talk, I mean the spirit of, then don't listen to them. Don't, if you listen to them, then don't come to me and say, well, you know, don't listen to them. You know what Paul said? Is if any man preach any other gospel, that don't even listen to him. Let him be accursed. Even if it's an angel from heaven, let him be accursed. And that's what I say. I'm not going to speak otherwise. I'm not going to speak like, well, you maybe take what I say and go talk to your cronies and then get it adjusted so it fits. I'm not going to talk like that. No, I'm going to speak the word, and you should hear it and get fit to it. Get fit into the word. Hallelujah. Knowing of whom thou hast heard them. Huh? Brother Rick would say, you come here to hear what so-and-so say, or you come to hear what the prophet said. You know, so-and-so said so-and-so. What? Is that who you came to hear? Hallelujah. Knowing of whom thou hast heard them. Now, let's put this on and wear it. I notice some people don't like to talk to me. I'm not bitter.
No,
no, I'm not. I'm happy in Jesus. Joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm walking in the truth. Hallelujah. Well, that's how it was with old Ahab. That was a prophet of God. You know what? He didn't want to hear from him. He asked everybody but Micaiah. Huh? Jehoshaphat said, how about, is this Sarah? Let's ask some more prophets. Is there, and someone else can weigh in on this? Ahab said, yeah, but he don't never say nothing good about me. I believe that's why some won't talk to me. Of course I say good things. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I say, here we are, the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. Hey, let me exhort you all to continue in the faith. Huh? Isn't that good stuff? Well, Ahab said, man, yeah, he knows never would say nothing good about me. Right, he did say it. And when they found him, he didn't say what the others say. They were yes men. They were prophets, you know. After their own heart, though. The king wants us to say this. The king was, no, Micaiah said, I'm only going to say what God tells me to say. He said, y'all go out there if you want to. You're going to get wiped out. How about it? Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. But we look at talking to you, I know, in a different way. Right now, I'm pouring out my heart. I'm visiting with every one of you all individually. Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's the same when God comes to see you. He comes to see Angela, too. You know that. Yeah, all the sweet fellowship you have with the Lord. Well, he's having sweet fellowship with me, too. So here I am, you know, in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God, you know, having fellowship. And some don't think it's fellowship unless they can get you in a corner, you know, away from everybody. I'm going to say the same thing. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you I'm going to say the same thing. So if you receive it that way, then you can say, well, Pastor Rice is talking to me, and the Lord is speaking through him, and this is what God has put on his heart, and this is what he really means. You understand? When people get you in the corner, they want what you really mean. I'm not speaking in parables. We have ears to hear. Hallelujah. You know, the reason he spoke in parables is because they weren't ordained to be saved. I've got it in the book. He said, I speak in parables, you know, lest they hear and believe and be converted and be healed. That's not what I want to do. That's what I want to do with you. That's why I gave you ears to hear. Huh? How treacherous when we won't hear, having ears to hear, knowing that they're so that we can be converted and be healed and God save us. He's saving us from us. That's absolutely. And the more we go along the way, the more we'll understand it, more we'll appreciate it. We do appreciate it to some extent, but we'll appreciate it more. Huh? When we say, oh, wretched man that I am, we'll mean it. Hallelujah. We'll mean it as much as when we talk about old Timothy. Oh, wretched Timothy. Hallelujah. Well, Timothy should say that, not you. Paul told us what to say. He gave us examples. Huh? In his struggle, you know, between good and evil and the old flesh. Laws he found warrant in his members. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. Y'all know this is the body of death? Intended to be. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to these old bodies. They just won't last. No, they won't. Now, some are strong, some are weak, but none of them will last. This is a temporary dwelling. Huh? Just a tabernacle for a while. And we're strangers and pilgrims here. Sojourners. But we have a home. Huh? Far beyond the blue. Praise the Lord. I'm going on. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Straight to the point. Huh? If we would do it, thou wilt keep in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on me because he trusteth in me. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind. See? Praise the Lord. So when we dwell on our brother's faults, what they've done to me and how all that stupid stuff, then we're not doing this. We're not thinking on the things that we should. Hallelujah. That's why we should endeavor to put away anger. Because that anger will help us to remember why we're angry. You know. You know what the Lord said to Jonah? Doest thou well to be angry? Jonah thought he was. He said, yeah. Yeah. That's what we say, huh? Yahweh said, put off anger, malice, evil speaking. Thank you, Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven is. And everything give thanks. Hallelujah. You'll find out, you know, if you look back, that's how you learn, you know, from what you've gone through. You look back and see how all your obedience, you know, ever how small, all the time that you walked in the truth, how well it prospered you. Then it should encourage you to go on. Then you can also look back and look at all your contrariness, all your rebellion, all your slothfulness, and see where that's got you. See what I mean? I heard Brother Simon speaking about slothfulness. That just means not diligent. Well, that's contrary. You know, since Yahweh said be diligent. He says this in instructing us, to walk in righteousness. Slothfulness have no place for the Christian. None at all. None at all. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. And we should be sober. We shouldn't sleep as others do. They that sleep in the night. See? And we just don't really put it all together. We think slothfulness is fine. Hallelujah. What else does it say about slothfulness? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank, love and praise him. A little more today and a whole lot more. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Fullness of bread, idleness of time. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. I went by the field of the slothful. What'd you see? Well, the walls were broken down. Thorns had covered it. Well, I looked on it and considered it carefully and received instruction. So this is what happened when you're slothful. Oh, you're building decay. Yeah. Thorns and nettles grow up over, choke out all the fruit.
Right.
Slothful is not diligent. Diligent is not slothful. They call them antonyms. The opposite of slothful is diligent. The diligent should bear rule. The slothful should be under tribute. Of course, slothfulness is desired by the flesh. Oh, yeah. Concerning the things of God, not other things. We be diligent to seek our own. But diligent concerning the things of God, only as we yield our members, servants unto righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give God the praise. Colossians 3 and 15, and let the peace of God, it's with us. And that's all things of God. We are partakers. Even though it's God that's doing the work, we have to be involved. We must consent. And we must yield our members. Then we're in agreement with God. So concerning diligence, well, we're partakers in that too. We can't just go to sleep in, or hide out, and say, Lord, make me diligent. See what I'm saying? We have the word, which is our power. And we let it get down in the heart and we believe it. Then we are diligent. Don't tell me, the word won't work. If we don't know this parable, then we don't know any of it. When the word gets in a good heart, it brings forth good fruit. See what I'm saying? We can blame anybody and everybody, but it's our reluctance to hear what the Spirit said. Now, we want to do, but we don't want to hear. If we would do, we would have to hear. The Lord talks more about hearing than doing. Because the hearing is the doing.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I mean, when you hear what the Spirit said.
Right.
Hallelujah. What about when we hear and do not? We don't hear what the Spirit said. I just told you. I'm saying the same thing in a different way. If you hear what the Spirit said, it calls action. If you hear and do not, then you didn't hear what the Spirit said. You just heard. Truth, Lord. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you also call one body. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ, again, this is commandment. Let the word of Christ. It goes right along with meditating upon his law, keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. It'll instruct you how to wisely handle any matter. He that handleth the matter wisely, well, he let his mind be on Jesus. He let the peace of God rule in his heart. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers. Not with eye service as men pleasers. So again, you don't want to know anything about them either after the flesh. Everybody understand? You need to know that those are the ones that you need to obey by the law of God. And you obey them according to the law of God, not according to their nasty flesh. That's how you do your brother. Hallelujah. Because his flesh is nasty like yours and mine. Absolutely. I'm not asking y'all. So that's why the commandment is love one another as I have loved you. See that? We don't get it. What we love folk is how they do us. That's not the standard. That's not how God loves us. We love folk how they please us. That's not how God loves us. See? And God said, my love is in you. I want this love to go forth. Huh? That's what we're to do. As I have loved you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. In the fear of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Knowing this, that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance. Y'all remember the account that Brother Sterrett gave of, I think Enoch and Cheryl went down to stay with the unsavory man. Huh? God knew that he was unsavory. Brother Sterrett knew he was unsavory. But he sent them down to endure hardness as good souls and to fulfill all righteousness. And he was not happy when Brother Enoch left his place. God's not happy when we leave our place. Hallelujah. We need to endure hardness as good soldiers. Hallelujah. I'm going on. Help me, Jesus. Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. Not unto men. It's the same thing, you know. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. It says another way, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Sing your praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Not unto me, unto thee, O Lord. We lift our voice. We worship you, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Aren't we blessed to be in his service? But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he began to teach again by the seaside, and there were gathered unto him a great multitude. So that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. We heard the brother said, we heard your message. We're excited. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns and grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 60, some in 100, some 30, some 60, some in 100. And he saith unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were with him, they that were about him with the 12, so there were others, and the 12 also, asked him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mystery of the kingdom. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will you know all parables? Hallelujah. We hold to that one. Thank you, Lord, as a foundation to know the others. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear. As they were able to hear. As they were able to hear. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Hallelujah. It's like the broadcast. Folks say they, you know, they've been listening for 30 years. Or you would expect that they know something.
Yeah.
It's different if somebody listened for a couple of weeks, you know. But if somebody say they've been listening for years and they really had inclined themselves to hear what the Spirit said, that they wouldn't ask certain questions.
Yeah.
Our questions usually reveal our ignorance. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The same day when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When he had sent away the multitude, sent them away, Brother Stare said, my God, how did he do that? You know, he saw all the miracles and sent them away. Oh, praise God. There's another way to look at it, though. He was a man of authority. Thank you, Lord. But many he didn't send away. They went away. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat in that ship. The waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not. What a word. Carest thou not? Is that what we say? Carest thou not? Where are you, God? Carest thou not that we perish? I have here common response. Hallelujah. In our time of trial, affliction, hardness, where are you, God? Hallelujah. I'm here. I'm the one who never leave you. He arose and rebuked the wind. He spoke to the sea. He said, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? The other account, it says, he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the waters, and they obey him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My people. Hallelujah. Winds and the waves, that's one thing. Ass knows his owner. Ox his master's crib. Ah, but my people. Hallelujah. My people, they don't consider. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is a way maker. How do you know? One day he made a way for me. He's still making a way. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, Israel. That's us. We're Israel. We talked about that yesterday. Now, you know, even though we say these, everybody don't receive that, that we're Israel. Even though it's in the book, they don't have ears to hear. I heard the man talking about ain't no lost tribes. Hey, there's God's people. And they ain't lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God deals with no man after the flesh. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We are the Israel of God. The mighty God of Jacob is our God. For there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, one spirit, one hope. Even as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one faith. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. It's the faith that we have. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. That will cause you to fall. Pride goeth before destruction. A haughty spirit before fall. You'll hear me praying every day. Lord, don't let me think of myself more highly than I ought to. I'm going to keep praying it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, saying to him, this is instructional. Take away all iniquity. Y'all hear me pray it, don't you? Why? I find it in the book. Our Father, which art in heaven. I find it in the book. Take with you words. Turn and say unto him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. So shall we render the calves of our lips. Every day. Every day, every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the works of our hands. You are our gods. For in thee, the fatherless find mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will heal their backslider. That's our hope. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow up as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree. And his smell is Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn. And grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Glory. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? What have I to do anymore with idols? I've heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. All right. From me is thy fruit found. Huh? Except you abide in the vine, you can bear no fruit. Wherefore Jesus also, Hebrew 13, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, bearing his reproach. Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ, greater riches than all the treasures of it. Let us do likewise. Let us also go without the gate or without the camp. Okay. Since he, in order to sanctify the people with his own blood, everybody get that? With his own blood, suffered without the gate. Say, here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. This goes right along with, the calves of our lips, the fruit of our lips. It's the sacrifice. It's the things we speak to glorify God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. It is a sacrifice. You'll have to mortify your flesh to do it. Flesh won't do it. Hallelujah. We'll have to do it in spite of the flesh. As we seek the things above and set our affection on things above. We're risen with Christ to walk in the newness of life. Huh? Then we mortify our members, which are upon the earth. Seeing then that you're risen, if ye then be risen with Christ, we are. Hallelujah. Seek the things above. Set your affection on things above. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth. It names them. Of course, we know what they are. By him let us offer the sacrifice of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And with many of them, God was not well pleased. Hallelujah. And he overthrew them in the wilderness. He was not well pleased. Glory, glory. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have the mind of Christ. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Let us go forth without the gate, bearing his reproach. Let us endure the hardness now as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try us, as though some strange thing happened unto us. But rejoice inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. And the God of all grace has called us to glory and virtue after that we've suffered a while. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you, Lord, for the good work that you've begun. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. All right, Brother Owen, pray for us.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this message this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for your long suffering. We pray, Lord, that you watch over us. Help us, Lord, today to offer our bodies, to do the things you want us to do, to trust in you, to look to you, to depend on you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Feast of Trumpet begins evening, 11 September at evening. That's a Friday. So 11 September at evening. Thank you, Lord. 911. And goes for 2 days because of the time period. So we'll have Saturday and Sunday. How about that? No, not all. Not all. The last part of the feast are in October. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But mostly in September, but not all. I've been informed that Brother Mark Bukich and his daughter Mary are coming, probably for the Feast of Trumpets. That's what they told me. So we'll be looking for it. Hallelujah. We'll see what happens. I've been told things before that. But we expect them. We hold them to their word. Hallelujah. Hopefully you'll be here as well. It's coming up on us quickly. Soon it'll be here. Soon the Lord will come. Maranatha.